So the Gemara is very brief. The whole sugya of Kavod Kamavushal is really a few words. The Gemara in Daf Tzadi Zayin and Beis talks about Meliach Kerosech and Kavod Kamavushal. So the question is, what kind of status is Kavod Kamavushal? So the Pashup Shah is that Kavod Kamavushal is a Din D'Oraisa. How do we know? If you look at the Gemara in Masechta Pesachim, the Tosa cites here in Masechta Chulin on Daf Kuf Ches, Tosas the Chiddushu. There it says over there, Itaro le kule yom bechalba shari, af al gav shenivla hachala bebasar, af al pishu tzonein, lefishu hu tzolu, vabasar shohe besocho. What does that mean? It's kavush. So kavush kemavushal normally is daraisa. But it comes to basar bechal of nah, unless you actually cook it on fire. So the Pashup Shat in that is that that Gemara that Tosfos quotes on Kuf Ches the Chiddush indicates that Kavush Kemavushal is a Dinda Oraisa. When it comes to Basa B'Cholov, it's only B'Derabbanan. Okay? Indeed, if you open up the Shulchan Aruch into Simon Kuf Hei, the very beginning, Sif Aleph, open up please. You'll see this Beferish. Kuf Hei Sif Aleph is all about Kavush. The Safe Kavash Asr, Muvad, the Ramah says, Muvad, the Basa Mechalov, the Azina Nakula, the Minatore, Eno Asr, Rak, the Bishul Mamish. That's Basa Mechalov. That clear application is, someone said it before, comes to Shari Surin, Kavash Mavushal is Asr, Kemavushal is Asr Midor Raisa. Okay, very nice. That same Gemara we saw, Kula Yoma, the Torah of Kula Yoma, seems to indicate, as a double Pashuk, that the Shear of Kavash Kamavushal is one day. What do you mean one day? So Pashup Shah one day means 24 hours. So the Shulchan Aruch writes over here, in fact, in Simon Kuf Hei, Sif Aleph, Isha Shanishra in my head there, Me'eis Le'eis. So where does Me'eis Le'eis come from? It has to have a basis for it. Where does it come from? So the Gra Sifkot Aleph says in Psachim, Torah Le'Kula Yoma. What does Kula Yoma mean? Me'eis Le'eis. What do you mean? Otherwise, a day, the longer days, the shorter days, shiurim. So you see, fine. So you see, other reserves, the rice, the meis lies. This all comes from the Rosh and Avodah Zarah. Fine. So we find this concept of meis lies here as well, Rabosai. Pashup Shah is meis lies. The truth is, there is an additional opinion, which is a distinct minority opinion, but it does exist nonetheless, which indicates, to the contrary, that instead of requiring what we call meis lies, you look in the Mishpat Zohar at the beginning of the Siman. He discusses Kamas Man Yishet, right? Ace li ace. But there's another opinion. Gimel Yomim. Gimel Yomim. Gimel Yomim. There is a source in the Rishonim for Gimel Yomim. Has to do with the sugya of Milu V'Irui. How you can kasher kelim? Maybe you have heard it's called shtelen in Yiddish. They take the before Pesach, they take the gelas, they fill it with water, and then 3 days. You know, I don't ever see that. No more. It's a historical relic. It almost doesn't exist anymore nowadays. Things are relatively inexpensive. No one does it anymore. But that's where it comes from, the 3 day shear, and it's quoted by the Mordechai Masechta Beitza, 3 days. And some want to say that that's the case of Meis Hesher should only be a suffix. So suffix should be a svek svek that the post can talk about. We assume that this year is one day, and that's all. Finished. Good. So it's one day. However, this one day, which we assume has to be, right, has to be one day, the Rebbe Kivega says it must be an uninterrupted one day. Uninterrupted. If it's a half a day, and you take it out, put it in different water, it doesn't count. Doesn't count. In Nilka Hachaticha Tok Meis Leis Man Muad. I feel him Hechzer Hachaticha Beosu Namai Matzma. Kosher Noshu Meis Leis But Pam Achas Bli Hefzik. It's nothing. Kivega, the first of Kivega in Simon Kufay. That's what it says. Okay. But the question becomes, why should that be so? Why should that be so? Oh. So the Mefarshim explain. that this is a raya to the Chavas Das. Chavas Das is a very big chiddush. Those who have should look inside. Chavas Das is, again, at the very beginning. Simen Kufay, Sivkot and Aleph. Chavas Das is a chiddush over there that the 24-hour period is critical. And from that moment and on, we say there is a bliya, but a minute before is nothing. It happens in one shot. In one shot, that at the as soon as the 24-hour mark passes, boom. That's exactly when the bliya takes place. Before that, zero. Okay, this is what the shita of the Chavas Das is. If that's the case, we understand very well why it has to be consecutive. Because until then, nothing happened. So you went 23 hours, nothing happened. Take it out. You have to restart the clock. Nothing happened. So you need 24 hours straight. This is the opinion of the Chavas Das. Oh. And for those, I'm talking to show you, there's a long Chavas Das over here in Simon Kufay Sif. Sivkot Nalef quotes from at the very beginning of it. Quotes the Chavas Yor. Says, "The Kovish Meisleis Lobo Abliel BeAplaydel Besof Meisleis." Who's the Chavas Yor says? Rak Behemshich Meisleis Bolei Maat Maat. And the crazy place, he explains that this is the case. Ain't a Nachon. Ain't a Nachon. He says, no. It comes at the end. At the end. Comes at the very, very end. Oh. This is the opinion of the Chavas Das. So if that's the case, we understand this is what the Bar Yashulchan explains. We understand very well why it is that any interruption will have to restart the clock. But according to the Kreis Place, he's quoted over here in the Chavas Das, who says it's gradual. It's hard to understand. If it's gradual, then why do we say that it took it out for a minute? So what? Why should that make for a problem? Okay, that's the kasha which the Birurim has. But in Shulchan, and if for this reason he wants a paskin like the Chavas Das against the crazier place. That's what he says. Now we come to another issue which relates to the same thing. And that is as follows. Rabosai, take a look here in the Simon Kufay at the very beginning. The Shach and the Taz both say the same thing. It'll be a little bit faster if I show it to you in the. I know they're both long. It's the Taz Aleph, which is long, and the Shach Beis, which is equally long. But they both quote the same thing. They both quote, Rabosai, the Issa V'Heter. What did the Issa V'Heter say, Rabosai? The Issur V'Heta says, what happens if something is placed into a kli, and the kli is a trefa kli? Okay? The Shach, towards the end of his cotton bays, is the best place to see it, because he starts a new paragraph. It's the last paragraph. I'm not sure it's bolded in your edition. Kos av Issur V'Heta Aruch. What does he say? You have a fleshika. Fleshika dish, clean. You put in milk. They had 24 hours. Awesome. Fetema, frek the shach. Kevin lo nasa kovish ali achames liyes. Im kein achames liyes, no sentam lefgam. Rebbeinu shalelum. How's this possible? After 24 hours pass, it's no sentam lefgam. That's a tremendous, tremendous kasha. What a great kasha. An amazing kasha. How do you answer this kasha? An awesome kasha. Awesome. But this is the Issur V'Heter, not the time of a person. You can't just, ignore it and say it's wrong. There has to be some way to defend this particular point of view. Has to be a way. So the Mogen Avraham in, yes, Hilchos Pesach. We're 40 days into Sphira, but we're still talking about Hilchos Pesach. The Mogen Avraham in Hilchos Pesach discusses this issue, and he suggests something, but the suggestion is quite problematic. The Mogen Avraham says, you put the heter in immediately. you put it in immediately, so then it somehow overcomes this problem. The question becomes, how does that work? Take a look over here, Rabosai, in the Berhetev, Sivkot Nalef. Berhetev Sivkot Nalef. Please take a look, if you don't mind. Kufay Sivkot Nalef. Hagoyin HaMechabim Ogon Avrom. Okay, talked about this issue. And the Mogan Avraham said, you put it in immediately. Put it in immediately, so then it's okay. Why is it okay? The Mefarshim ask, it's still the split second still passes. That's the kash of the kreis you place. He has that kash. It's still, you had a. What do we say? A milchik gabol, and you put in something which is fleishik, but still takes 24 hours. Even if you put it the second after you took out the milk, it's still going to be more than 24 hours till you put it in. So the Barhetev over here says, take a look over here in Sivkoton Aleph, in Barhetev in Simon Kufay. He quotes as follows: Shemogan Avram Shoma Mi Rav Yaakov Milublin. Fine. The question, of course, becomes, why should that be so? The Chazon Ish said it's wrong. How do you know it's wrong? We're back in Simon Kuf Gimel, and already in Sadi Dal, we were speaking about the complicated cases. When do you count the 24 hours from? The time you cook the Isser, the time you cook the subsequent water. From all those cheshbonos, it emerges clearly that no one considers the time that it's filled with a liquid as to be sort of downtime, that you don't count up to 24 hours. So this teretz is also shver. So Rabbi said, all the teretzim are shver. That's the Chazon Ish's question against this teretz. So the real teretz, Rabbi said, is found in the kreis you place it. Who says as follows? I said it's logical, it makes perfect sense. It's not in one split second. It's a 24-hour process. It was a 24-hour process, so 99-point-something of it is nosim tam l'shvach. You're right. The last split second, when it goes past 24 hours, that's takal l'fgam. But that pgam is not recognizable in the shvach of the 23-plus hours which preceded. That's the emes eteres. So that's the only way to explain the shita of the Issa v'Heter. So that's another raya that perhaps the crazy place is right. Frek the Chavas Das, if you want to turn back, Chavas Das in Sivkot and Aleph. I showed you a little bit before, but there's more to be seen here. Chavas Das Simen Kuf Hei Sivkot and Aleph. Quotes over here from the crazy place. Rov Ablios Bokodem Gumar Meisliyes Usur. That's how we answer the Kasha. The Taz's Kasha is Kovish Meisliyes, Lo Bo Ablios, Play the Besov Meisliyes, Hapkem Shik Meisliyes, Bo Lebim Enu Ma'at. The place says, no, it's gradual. So he says, Ein Zanochon. He doesn't think that it's accurate. It comes only afterwards. Afterwards. What's his proof? Chometz and Pesach. Chometz and Pesach. He says, how can it be? Or mim b'minu b'mashu. Right? We pass, and you need like 24 hours. According to you, the Teresi Plesi, the mashu was there from before. Those are the kashas against the Teresi Plesi. Comes along the Megillah Sefer and quotes already from the Imre Bino who preceded him, who says as follows, Rabosai, no. Crazy place is correct. The Metzias is that way. Seichel is that way, he says. It's hard to imagine nothing till 24 hours on Sunday in one fell swoop. The answer is, until 24 hours, it's not a chesaron. And Rabbo said, if you remember the words we used, in kamus, in quantity, it's not a quantitative chesaron. It's be'echus, it's a qualitative chesaron. Because the qualitative chesaron, there's not enough power to aser it, There's not even a mashu. And therefore the problem is doesn't exist on Pesach either. We make on the Pesach too. And therefore the two kazais and one kazais, all the same thing. And you need ritzufim. Why? Why? Because if it's there 24 hours straight, then the echus of the strong time, as opposed to the weak time, is achieved. If you pull it out, you got to start the clock all over again. Now, this is a beautiful pshat. I think it's the correct pshat, because it makes sense. But there are quite a number of nafkaminas, Rabbi Osai, not only in terms of answering the kash against Yisra Veheter, but some practical nafkaminas as well, just to throw a few at you. What'll happen, Rabbi Osai? I throw something in, piece of meat, into water, it's there 24 hours, but it's batel b'shishin. No problem. Now, I pull out some of the water. It's no longer batel b'shishin. According to the Chavos Das, it's usher instantaneously. Because once 24 hours, boom. According to the crazy place, no. You just restart the clock from right now. Another nafkamina, Rabbi Osai, a similar idea. What happens? You have the meat in the water for 24 hours. Then milk falls in. According to the Chavos Das, it's usher immediately. According to the crazy place, you have to wait 24 hours. Or yayin, there's wine in the kli, 24 hours. After 24 hours, a guy touches it. Right? What happens then? According to the Chavos Das, the kli is usher immediately. According to the crazy place, no. Only after 24 hours. This could be nafkaminas, as far as in Pesach, before Pesach. The Alter Rebbe says, in the Meis Lies, from the time that the chametz was in the water, became chametz. No, according to the Chavos Das, it's enough from the moment it went into the water. All these arayas that we paskin at the crazy place, and who was advocated by the Megillah Sefer, against the Chavos Das, whose present advocate is the Bali HaShulchan. So today's Gedolim, we're finding it out. We thought that the crazy place is more mistab. Adkan, our discussion of Kovash Kemavushal in the classical sense of Kovash B'mayim. Now, there is an opinion of, saying the name of Rashi, that the Mayim is, there's no Kovash at all. No, Mayim is, Kovash is only found in Shas, something which is sharp, pungent, acidic, not just plain water. The question against that is the Gemara. The Gemara seems to say that kovash kemavushal arises when it comes to milk. That's milk has certain, it's milk, I don't know, if it's called as mishaka, if someone to say, based on Yael, there's mishaka sister with it, has to do with Chamar Medina, not going there. But anyway, the general assumption is that kovash kemavushal applies to water as well. That's what we assume. But what's much worse than that is, what if something is kovash in a more powerful liquid? So I guess the best place to see this, Rabbi Moshe, is in the Rosh, end of Simen Mem Tes. Turn there, please, to the Rosh, Simen Mem Tes. And then we'll see at the Mechaber. Here we're still in Sephala, Rabbi Moshe. I know we're going to try to do everything in the right time, but go slowly. Perek Ches. Simen Mem Tes, towards the end. The Rosh says, we're not going into all the details, Ha'isu machmas shaknichmash petzir, v'aminin kovash hareyu kemavushu, v'chani omer hilkoch, 1 second, hilkoch ani omer, shakovash petzir, u'netolim miyad, i'evsha sh'yesu li'alter, kevashu tzonen, with a small tzadi, last 4 lines, V'shir k'vish avi k'ilu nusono ala ur t'eshe yartiach v'yaskil levasho. Im nichbash b'toch atzir k'shir zeh nesa kol mash b'toch atzir u'v'pochos m'shir zeh lo nesa k'dei klipa k'din meliach harev k'roseach rabosai. He's talking about tzir, which is a salty brine. Adkan, the words of the Holy Rosh, Perek Ches, Masech Tuchulin, end of Simen, Mem Tes. These words are found in the Shulchan Aruch. Take a look, Rabbi Osai, with a slight addition. V'im hu kovush b'toch tzir, and then he adds, O b'toch ha-chometz, tzir is brine. What is chometz? Remember, what is chometz? What does it mean? No. Vinegar. Im shok, deshi yitnenu ala ur v'yatiach v'yaschel l'zbashel, Harayu kemevushal. Pachas mishir zeh. Lo neser elakadei klipa. He quotes the Rosh almost verbatim, except the excuse me. He adds the word chometz. The word chometz is not found in the Rosh. So where did chometz come from? Mapito, what's he doing over here? He just added the word chometz? Where did it come from? Where did it, just like this? Made it up out of the clear blue sky? Where did chometz come from? Okay, so the Gra says it's a cotton test. Can cause the Varosh per kol abasar, sof simen test, but seer. V'tamo, kemen shukam avushal, mishar v'shir bishal, k'mo shokhichu aga'onin, t'shir maliach k'shir tzliya, mashakosuv, maliach k'rosech tzli. So therefore, it's the same kind of a shir. And the Beis Yosef said, who are then the chometz? Where do you find chometz and seer in the same breath? Before Shasugi and Maisusen and Shabbos, chometz v'tzir, amaki adoni ninu. That's where the Rosh got it from, Rabosai. That's the Rosh here. That's the Beis Yosef. But the Rosh himself says, no, only by tzir. Aval the Rosh perkein avod azara, because of the chometz, gam kein bina meis li'eis. V'davka tzir because of kein. Why? Shum de melach shebetocho martiach, meliach kiroseach, Rabosai. Maliach is kiroseach. And that sounds like, that's for the Yerushalmi. Yayin is like chometz. You see that yayin requires 24 hours. So does chometz. The Gra is partial to the opinion of the Rosh himself and against the Beis Yosef, who extended it to chometz based on the fact that the Gemara happens to mention them together in Shabbos Daf Mem Beis and in Maisus Perek Aleph. So what? For some things they're the same. And for some things, they are, in fact, different. Okay? That's an important yisod. This is as far as the idea that it's usur bekulo, as soon as you reach the shir of yaskel artiyach, whatever that means, it's hard to know what exactly that means. Does that mean a shir of some say it means 18 minutes? It's because that's a shir of malicha. Doesn't sound right. It's on a lot of minutes. A lot of minutes. That's the question. Of course, the Gross of Kod Yud says, "Ein nikra malich elak b'shasha shir malicha," and every son say here you need 18 minutes. But kavash kemavushal, the question that's what I mean. Kavash is the beginning of the bishul, not a full bishul, just like bishul. So why have to wait 18 minutes? The most people say no, it's even less than 18 minutes is the shir, but no one knows exactly how long it is. No one knows, just don't know. Fine, as we said before in the Rush, less than this, it's only a kedei klipa. That's what's paskin in the Shulchan Aruch. Paskin in Shulchan Aruch. Comes out of Bosai, even a kedei klipa, there's a serious problem which Shlomo Zalman pointed out to the Dayan Weiss. Bal Mincha Shlomo to Bal Mincha Yitzchak, to use the names of their respective svarim. When you buy lettuce before Pesach, they tell you there may be bugs. And to check for bugs, what you do is you put it in salt water or in vinegar, and that way it loosens the hold of the bugs on the lettuce and it's going to be able to clean it better, etc., etc. Frek of Shleim Zalman to the Bal Minchas Yitzchak, Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Moror Mevushal is no good. Kovash can Mevushal. 24 hours of water, or even a shorter time in salt water, or chometz, or vinegar that they use to loosen the hold of the bugs on the lettuce. So the minute you put it in there, even for a short period of time, it should passel it for the mitzvah saseh of Mar. That's the question, Rabbi Osai. A very serious, you'll pull it out faster. You won't wait. Shir Yashar Asiyach, so what? Pogav Zekadei Klippa. The whole lettuce is less than Kadei Klippa. But there are two sides. Between the Klippa here, Klippa, there's nothing left. If you use stalks, it's good. Stalks are no bugs in the first place, generally. But if you're using those leaves, which they would want to dip with vinegar, that's the problem. That's the kasha. So in order to defend the vinegar straw which existed in certain places, the Megillah Sefer has a couple of svar. Number one, the Shach Paskins, that Chometz is not like Tir, like as we saw before, like the Vilna Gaon seemed to say, like the Rosh against the Beis Yosef. Yeah. Not going into all the details of why the Shach Paskins that way. That's enough time. The Mechaber, though, seems to say the other way around. The Mechaber seems to say that there would be a problem. The Gra in Sitkot and Yud suggests that perhaps he says as follows: Vare the Ein Tzorach al Klipa, Kemoshin is Bala, come on Siftes, because of Melech Yosech, Vizevadai Afadat HaShulchan Aruch Lo Kori El Atzir. Whoa! Shulchan Aruch says that Chometz will be less than 24 hours. That part, yes, but as far as the idea of immediately Kadei Klipa, even the Mechaber agrees. It only refers to Tzir. So says the Halig of Vilna Gaon. Says in the Hagos on the side. Sarachin, the Beis Yosef says, Beferish, it applies to Chometz as well. So that's a problem. The Gaon is saying what he thinks is right, but it certainly is against the Beis Yosef. Against the Beis Yosef. So apparently, what he's saying is that the Kedei Klipa is not based on Meliach Kiroseach, the Beis Yosef holds, but based on a separate halacha, that a powerful liquid, whether it be tzir or chometz, will have an impact of a kedei netila immediately. So then you're back to the question which was raised by the Baal Melech Shlomo, a very serious problem. That is a serious problem, and I don't know a very good answer. So I recommend to you, don't do it. Don't take your mora and don't put it in vinegar. You're afraid of bugs? So buy either the Bodek, or the old Gush Katif, or use the stalks, or whatever it may be, or should clean it in regular water, but don't put in anything else for this particular reason. Okay, fine. This is where you're dipping something into a significant amount. What about a small amount of water? Small amount of water? It's a tiny amount. What do you say? What do you say? So the poskim say, no. It has to be really, really a lot of water. How so? If you look on the Hagos Mordechai, look in the back, please. Simen Tov Shin Nun Hey. In this print that we have, most of us, you'll find it on page, the very last page, page Lamed Vav, Tov Shin Nun Hey. He says, I'll catch an Achbar, a whole story. He says like this. Says, "Kaim lo kavash kibavushal." When it's been menanea bo bekedera mi mokom la mokom, oza kol aser because kavash kibavushal has to be able to move, whatever it means, the ach, but whatever it is, has to be able to move, swim in the water, if you will. I don't mean swim as it's live; it just can move it back and forth in the water, as if someone was swimming. You can't swim. In a drop of water, you can't swim. You need a cup. You need a significant amount of water. So therefore, it has to move from place to place. You need a lot of water. A small amount of water is nothing. That's what we assume. It's nothing. There are others who disagree, and they're machmer in certain cases. If you have you buy those old livers in the plastic bags that they used to give, and it was a tiny bit of blood would come out. They want to say it's kavash kimavushal. Because even though it's a small amount of water, you have to, you can't salt it, you have to roast it. That's a chumrah that some people have. We assume not that way. We assume, Rabosai, that this small amount of water is not considered to be kovish kemavushal. Another nafkamin is quoted, a case of a person covers his counters on Pesach. Okay? But you cover it with tinfoil. And that very often it happens. A little bit of liquid will somehow form under the tinfoil. So we'll say kavish kemavushal gevalt, kavish kemavushal, and therefore the marble is considered kavish in the whatever was left underneath there, which is maybe chometz, and then it's going to come in and go out, all kinds of problems. We assume not that way. We assume that it solves the problem. It solves the problem. And even if you'll say, I'm going to put on top of this little tinfoil, I'll put a hot pot, doesn't matter. Tatog over. Because the counter is cold. I kedei klipa. Yeah, the tinfoil itself is a klipa. So therefore, you're home free. Ad kan rabosai, this nakuda of kavash kemavushal, adiav lachos ktsas. Fine. This, now, rabosai, it's 12 o'clock. Time to start the second part of today's, and more important part of today's, lengthier part of today's chazar shir, which is siv base. I don't plan to go much past this. Sif Beis is a very important sif. One of the most important sif we've learned all year. We spent a lot of time on this sif, in effect, back when Siman Sadi Aleph, Sif Dalet, and it comes back again over here. Let's try to have one more chazar on this very important topic. Siv Beis. Chom shel kli rishon sheyatzo ledes bo mevashel ve'osa kula. Now we know yatzo ledes bo is found in Shas, not in this context, but in the context of Bishul. Shabbos haf memo mebeis. The assumption that it applies here as well is already the very first line, assuming that Bishul and Bliya go together. Not everybody agrees. There were those who claim that even the less than Yatzel Lettuce Bow is a problem. And this is found here in this lengthy Shach, Sivkot and Hay, towards the end. We quote from the Marshal, what the Marshal suggested, Rabosai, that even if it's a situation where it's less than Yad Soledes Bo, it's a problem. Those who want to look in the Shach inside. And it's called V'chol Chom and Adav Yad Soledes Bo. Ein Yad Soledes Bo, everything is mut. Everything is mut. Everyone, Rishonim, Achronim. Oh, the Marshal originally said that way. And then he backed out. He says, Osu Achokal Klirishin, Mosu Yerushalmi, even if it's less than Yad Soledes Bo. Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Shach is not happy with this Marshal, but I have full disclosure that Shita does exist. Obviously, the Marshal is holding that Bishul and Bliya don't necessarily go together, which is the main topic of what we're discussing over here. This is a very, very important Nakuda, and we shall see as we go. So let's go further. Avachom shel kli sheni ena mevashel. V'yesh omim shegam kein ena mafel la mavliya. Oh, hobo hotaya, the whole Tosfos in Shabbos and Daf Mem Beis works with an assumption that the two go together, Bishul and Bliya. V'yesh omim no, to mikoma komo mafel la mavliya. Who says this? Again, this is the Rashba. The Rashba says that even you don't need Yatzel Lettuce Bo because he holds chom shel beis hashchita roseach is less than Yatzel Lettuce Bo. The Shah and the Rashba also hold you don't need a kli rishon. Kli sheni, there's a problem. How big is the problem? Kidei klipa. That's as far as the problem goes. We'll see soon that there are those who go even further than that. V'roi locho shlizor b'dav l'chadchila b'chaber ha'va b'di'evet muta b'lo klipa v'adocha b'yam. Fine. Then the Ramah has a cryptic comment. Look back in Samuel Ches, in Sadi Beis, in Sadi Hey, Nizboru Dine Klisheni, Ve Irui. Irui, we know, is a tremendous machlokas between the Gdolei Rishonim, whether Irui is Irui in Hilchos Shabbos, and Mevashel Bekulo, Mevashel Kadei Klipa, and not Mevashel at all. The last opinion is that of the Rashbam, the famous Rashbam. That's Irui. Fine. And the Rashbam, the most lenient one, said that there's no problem of pouring hot water on certain types of foods on Shabbos. Iwi is not mevashel. And there's also no problem if you're pouring hot water on a chicken to get rid of its feathers, maliga, even though it has not yet been salted. And the general rule is, once it's exposed to heat, halachic heat, it's too late to salt it, because the salting only takes out the blood from its original location, not from some new location in which it was transferred by the heat source. Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the Rashbam is making. Fine, the Rashbam is making. So when Tosfos critiques the Rashbam in Shabbos Membeis and Membeis, they say, listen, Rashbam, you want to say it's not Mevashel Bekulo, I'll grant you that. Not Mevashel at all? Why? Because Tato Govar. Oh, you forgot the Gemara, Rashbam. The Gemara says that the Mekele Bola, Kadek Lipa, Kolev. The Rashbam is against the Mefurush Gemara. Ribbono Shel Olam. How can the Rashbam be? Who thinks the Rashbam never learned Pesachim? Well, it's ridiculous. Rashbam knew Pesachim by heart. So how can the Rashbam say that you pour hot water over a chicken, there's no problem salting it subsequently? Why? There's clearly a din about the Mekele Bola, so therefore the hot water came on the chicken, so there's some kind of a Belia going on, and therefore the blood is moved from place to place and reabsorbed to the second place, and therefore presumably salting wouldn't work anymore. That's the kasha against the Rashba. Oh. So there are three answers to this kasha. Three answers. The Shach has a famous answer, right over here. The Shach says, this is the famous, famous Shach, right over here. The Shach says, like this, it is true that the Rashbam is Mekel. He starts towards the very beginning. He's calling a Tachlis HaKitzer. Can you imagine that? It's a whole two pages. Tachlis, not just Kitzer. Tachlis HaKitzer. The ultimate in brevity. Everybody say? Ultimate in brevity. Quotes the Rashbam. Okay. Irik Lisheni, Eino Mavashel, and V'chein Eino Maflit U'Mavliya Kiyachod. He gave her the answer to the Shach right in the first line. That the Rashbam is going to have to admit to the Gemara Pesachim I involved that Irui is Mavliya, Irui is Maflit, but Irui is not Maflit U'Mavliya Kiyachod. Why? The Chavos Tas explains Maflit U'Mavliya Kiyachod is the equivalent of Bishul. As the Prichodesh explains, Irui has very limited duration, not enough time to do two things, to be maflid u'mavliya, and not enough time to do bishul, which also takes time. So that's why Tosis explains why is that klisheni is not mavashal, because the heat dissipates, because the walls are cold. It takes time to cook, not in one split second. Also takes time to maflid u'mavliya. This is the speech of the Shach. And I told you, I'm saying, for decades upon decades, I thought this Shach is Torah Messina. Can't argue with this. The Chavos Das held like him. I prima god of everyone. This is, how can you argue with this? This is the only way out of this problem. Of many problems. I always thought this is the absolute truth, and you can't even begin to argue with the Shach. That's what I always thought. The Yad Yehuda Rabosai says, nothing doing. He says, this whole idea of the Shach has no source anywhere in Rishon. He really takes him on. No source, it makes no sense. Makes no sense. He does quote the Prichodesh, and the Prichodesh said that it's a matter of, you know, two actions, and there's not enough time. That the Yad Yehuda does, we believe in intellectual honesty. He does quote the Prichodesh, who said that you can't do two things at once. It slows down, but he says it doesn't make sense. What's the connection to Bishul, he says? The answer I told you before, that Bishul also takes time. But that, okay, fine. So the Yad Yehuda says if the Shach is wrong, so now what are we going to do? How are you going to answer the Shita of the Rashbam? He says, you know what? Look more carefully in the sources. The Rashbam never paid attention to the Kasha of Tosfos. It wasn't even Geiris then, as we say in our language. So what's his answer? The answer is, it's clear to the Rashbam that Iwi doesn't achieve anything. And if you don't want to look at the Torah, when the Torah quotes its Rashbam, he says so. The Torah quotes the Rashbam, Rabosai, towards the end of Simon Samaches. Those who have the Torahs can look inside and see how he quotes the Rashbam. End of Samaches. Rashbam hit the laras mikli rishon alem she'iri choshev kikli sheni. That's the Rashbam who allows the maliga, which we spoke about earlier. Shitas Rashbam. Okay. And then he says, not finding it. But somewhere here, the Rashbam is cited as saying that Iwi does not achieve anything. Not merely that it's not maflit or mavliya kiyefa. That it's not mavliya or it's not maflit. That's the expression of the Torah when he cites the Rashbam, indicating that really nothing happens, Rabosai. Not the way the Shach said that there is a bliya or plato. Just not both. No, you get an impression from the Rashbam that nothing happens, zero. Zero, zero, absolute zero. Nothing. Of course, the question becomes, if that's the case, what do you do with the Gemara? The Gemara says, and if I involve, I had to make a Lebola. So the answer is given by the Ad Yehuda here in Kufes of Kotan Yud. At the Gemara's case of Adameka Lebola is you took a piece of meat and put it into hot milk or kosher into treif, as the case may be. There, Abosai, you took a solid block which maintains heat longer and you put it in effect, a kind of an irui, then Adameka Lebola. If you're pouring liquids onto a solid, then we can argue that there's no blia, there's no bishul, the Rashbam is poshut, didn't even bother answering Tosis Kasha, no problem. The Rashbam agrees with Tosis' assumption that bishul and blia go together. Agrees. There's no bishul, and there's no blia. Simple. That's all. Simple. Nothing. Zero. Zero. Absolute zero. Nothing. So says the Yad Yehuda, Pshat Neshita Sarashba. Very nice. There is a third answer to the Rashba. The third answer, the Rashbam says, no. Maybe the Rashbam holds that there is Bliya. Maybe even Bafim Avliya Kehra. No problem. Except, despite the fact that the Gemara says in Chulin, that once something has already been heated, it's too late to apply the principle of Malicha. That only is true if it's heated on the fire, Rabosai. If you want to see this inside, those who have the Gemara Chulin should open up, Rabosai. The Ran says this explicitly. The Ran can be found on either Lamed Aleph from Ad Beis in the old print, or Tzadi Beis in the new print, the Sheol line. But the Ran says as follows. He says, "Afagav the klisheni mavliya." For those who have my edition, it's page Tzadi Beis, the left hand column toward the end of the narrow lines. Nonetheless, ein chomo godol kachomo eish. There is this mavliya, but it can still come out with salting. That's a third pshat in the Rashbam. Three separate, distinct pshat in this Rashbam, why he permitted maliga with irui. Now, the Rashba learned pshat in the Rashbam that there's no blia plate at all. You know why? Rashba the Shittah, so he argued with this Ram. The Rashba says no. That once it's heated up, even if it's not on the fire, afa pikein, it's too late and it's impossible to do it, to do malich afterwards. If he couldn't accept that pshat, and the idea of the shach never entered his wildest dreams, is the idea that no rishon says that. Just about. So therefore, he's left with the other alternative, Rabbi Osai, namely that again, this one that the Malicha will work, and if Malicha won't work, you're left to say the Rashbam holds. There's no Bliya, there's no plate, adding more to talk about my involved. That's if a solid comes into a liquid, not vice versa, as the Yad Yehuda said. They both said very, very important. Yesodus, fundamentals, just going to push up shot. Okay. Push up shot. Now, Rabosai. This is talking about Irui, which is regular Irui. What's called Irui, Shalom, Nifsek, Akil. I mean, the two kinds of Irui. Let's analyze both of them. What's the halachic status, Rabosai, of Irui, Shal Nifsek, Akil? We haven't discussed that yet. What is this status? It's very important to know. What is the status of Irui, Shal Nifsek, Akil? So Rabosai has turned to the Ramah. Those who have the green version, Rama over here in Simon Samaches, in Sif Yud, spells it out. Rabbi said, please look inside. Simon Samaches, Sif Yud. Rama writes clearly, what's it in? Below Mikri Iroi, Very end. Ela kshalo nifzaka kiluach mitlirishin. Shinogo lemata. Avlen posa kvar lo mikri irui. Vieno oser. No problem. No problem. Irish nifzaka kiluach is nothing. Is nothing. Where do you get it from? A Tosafos and Zvachim, the Gra quotes. Okay? Fine. Quote, here it's quoted from the Ran. Irish and Nifsach is nothing. What do you mean it's nothing? What nothing? What nothing? What do you mean it's nothing? The Gemara and if I involve on a simple level is talking about Notaf Meirot for Alacheres. It's talking about drip, 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 Pashamas Irish and Nifsach. And yet the Gemara there speaks about the possibility of Blia. And there are more holes that Blia and Bishl go together. Cliche is not Bolea. Right? The question is, what's going on over here? So the Shach comes along, the same Shach that we had over here in Sivkot and Hay, talks about this as well. Rabbi said, look inside. Look inside. Please look. This is the Shach, the second part of the Shach. This is as follows. Anan kaimalon lechumah the irik lichlirishin mevashak adei klipa. Hiklinin Shabbos ubasa b'chol avasa. Period. Then he adds. Vafilu irui shenifzaka kiluach mavliya miyok adei klipa lechuli alma ukemo shekotzwa poskim. How do you know? Kemucha perkeitz atzoon af ayin vav. A mefurashi gemara that seems to say the machta shel quotes the gemara. Not a meirot v'alacheres chozo elav yiklav es mekomo. Hosam a nifzik ha-kiluach. Harei degam nifzik ha-kiluach ha-demek alei bolak adek klipa. How do you know it's nifzik ha-kiluach? So it's simple, based on the word notaf. But that's not completely conclusive. Maybe some will disagree. So writes the Shach. So what is he saying over here? When machmir mavliya miyak adek klipa. Okay, the Ramah said in Siman Samachov Sif Yud, if Ira Mikli Rishon Ala Tarnagolas Lamolga Fenifzak Kiluach Ain Tzor Avi L'Klipa. Here we go again. Haynu Mishum Deino Mafdu Mavliya Ki Echad Amikomakol Mavliya. Because Tosis and Zvachim says that way, and the Mordechai and the Gos Oshri and the Ran, etc. Miu Vade Desake B'Klipa Ainu Mavliya Yoser, and all the poskim seem to say the same way. Tur and the Mechabes and Mitzari Alev Siv Dalad Becholav Roseach Shenofla of Sartona the Kolav Abbas and Mutter Kena B'Shas Perkeitz at Tzolensha. Wait a minute. He says it's talking about Irish and Nifzaka Kiluach. The Poshup Shah in Simon Sari Alev Siv Dalad is not restricted to Irish and Nifzaka Kiluach. We'll show you soon. It's a big problem. But that's what Shah seems to be saying in explaining this. And people don't point it out. So this is a big statement by the Shach. It's an amazing statement that the Mechaber is talking about a case of Nifzak. It doesn't say a word, but that's the Shach sort of forced into that, according to his understanding. Okay, Rabbi Hossein? Fine. Halacha l'maisa. The Shach passes the Irish Nifzak HaKiluach is Mavliya. It's Mavlid, but not Mavlid, Mavliya HaKiyachot. And not, it's also not Mavasha. Shidas Hashach. Chazanish says no. Yad Yudah says no. They both say Bliya and Bishl go together. So you're left with one of two extremes. One of two extremes. Chazanish says Irish and Nifzach is zero. Mika Radin. And Yad Yudah goes to the other extreme. Irish and Nifzach is Mavashel. This pshara, they say, is not acceptable. We hold the halacha lemaisa against the Rashba, that the two aha baha talya, ha baha talya. No. What do you do with the gemara and daf ayin vav, which seems to say there's a problem of irish and nifsak? So the answer is that gemara that we call in our language what? Well, the two words we used. Who remembers? I'll give you a hint. Says that you know it's true at the Mekale Bola, that's in the case in which you're talking about the solid. So it's easy to take away the klipa. But if it falls to the liquid, where it's impossible to do a klipa because the liquid is, then we don't care about it. What is this? It sounds like Reform Judaism. It's too hard, we don't care about it. What does that mean? So the answer is that this din, Rabosai, of Irish Nisga Kiluach is a Chumra B'Yalma. That's what the Beis Meir explains. A Chumra B'Yalma. And a Chumra B'Yalma is only when we can do it. If we can't do it, we don't care about it. That's Pshat over here. You're right. Chazish is right in principle. They really, it's nothing. Mikra din. Afal Pikain. If we can worry about it, we do as a Chumra B'Yalma. This is the answer to the Psak Halacha of the Ramah. The best possible answer we can give is that we have to worry about it as a Chumra B'Yalma. And if push comes to shove, we're not worried about it. That seems to be the best way out. I don't really see another way out. So it appears. Fine. Kein Nira. This is by Irui Shenifsika Kiluach. And what about Irui Shalom Nifsika Kiluach? So there, it sounds like it's Medina. There we hold, that's Mika Redin. We pass Halacha Lamaisa, that the Kadei Klipa is a din, not just a Chumra B'Yalma. And we are Machmer in the Choshabbos, and we're Machmer in the Yoredeya, even B'Dieved. That's really a real din. The problem is, what do you do with Sadi Aleph Siv Dalet? I want to show it to you, because the Shach made reference to it, please. The Shach made reference to it, and you see Sadi Aleph Siv Dalet, and from his whole context, it's Chazer again. I want to read the Shach one more time. Read it. This is Chazer again. The Shach says, watch. Va'afilu b'yirish nifzaka kiluach, ma'vdiya kadei klipa. Psach am I involved? He's assuming that the case is nifsak. Not everyone agrees. The Yehuda will say no. The Chazon Ish will say no. That the whole Gemara I involved is irish alone nifsak. Nifsak is nothing. I notaf. So you have to say one of two ways. We don't pass like notaf the maskana. Whatever way you'll get out of it. The bottom line is cheres chamon. So the maskana said Gemara. We spoke about this a long time ago. The Maskana said, Gemara, there is no raya for Irish and Nifsak. Even if Notav means Nifsak, that's only in the Havamina. The Maskana is talking about the bottom is hot. That's why the Irish and Nifsak means something. If the bottom is cold, it means nothing. That's what we spoke about last time around. Fine. Vaitanin in the Shach. The Ramah says, Irami Nifsak is nothing. And here he's saying it's something. No. It's not Masam Avliya Kiyechim. That's the famous Shach. Fine. But then he says, "Miu varei sagi b'klipa, enem avliya yos." How do you know? He says, "Look in the poskim, mechaber simin sadi aleph siv dalid becholav rosech shenaf la b'sar ton the kol v'basim uta kene b'shas perakets et solid sham." What's he talking about? This last line. Is he talking about irish and nifsak? Is this talking about right now the last 10 lines, or is he talking about irui shalom nifsak? Originally said, "Anan kaimelan." The chumah diri the klirishin mevashak adei klipa, and Shabbos mas bechalav as aser. Then he throws in afili yishen nifsak hakiluach. And this last line that kadei klipa is enough. Does it go back on nifsak, or does it even go back on lo nifsak? So you can't tell from the shach. You can't tell from the shach. But the problem that those who were going to maintain, and the great people hold that way, the prima god and the base mayor, that nifsak if it's lo nifsak itaka. It could go beyond Kedei Klipa. But if it's Nifsak, then not. What do you do with Simen Sadi Aleph Siv Dalet? Take a look over. Open up, please. Simen Sadi Aleph Siv Dalet. Please open up. Shulchan Aruch. Simen Sadi Aleph Siv Dalet. What does it say over here? Cholav Roseach Shenafla B'Sar Tzonei. Etc. Kolef HaBosar V'Shar HaBosar Mut. Mefurish. Shar HaBosar is Mutter, it's only a Kadei Klipa. On the simple level, Rabosar, the simplest of levels, this Din and Shulchan Aruch, Sim and Sadi Aleph, Siv Dalid, is referring to all Irui. Doesn't seem to be limited necessarily to Irui, Shen Nifsak, Hakiluach. But the question becomes, why? 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 The great Kash. Again, the base man prima godim, who say that Irui Shalom Nifsak is Meikar Adin. We have to be Machmir. And here, we seem to say that the challah is mutter completely. You don't have to worry about, you know, any shishim with respect to the challah. The bus is a problem. Challah is not a problem. But over here, Rabbi Osai, it's no nifsak. And if we say before that, if we said as we said earlier, the distinction between nifsak and no nifsak is that no nifsak is medina, and nifsak is only mechumra. People hear it's medina. So if it's medina, how we make on the cholov? That's the kasha. That's the kasha. So there are those who will say, okay, there's belia, but there's no bishul. We can make such distinctions. Here's the thought. I want to make the following chiddush. Iruish lo nifsak is medina. Yes, mefurish gemaras. Even lekula, you can't tell me that iruish lo nifsak is only lechumra. It works lekula. What do you mean it works lekula? Two places it works lekula. What does that mean? Number one, if you pour hot water on flour and had a shir challah, and now there's no longer a shir challah, it's potem and a challah. Wow, potem and a challah. Ikaridin. Moreover, Rabbi Osai, in the other direction, the Gemara talks about Marika and Shtifa, and talks about Iwui as being Mikaridin. The answer is Rabbi Osai. Listen very carefully. Iwui works Mikaridin when you have a liquid pouring on a salad. Boom. A liquid pouring on a salad. However, what happens when you want that the iwui should have an impact on a liquid? That's much more difficult because it's misarev immediately. When is, you know, a nice smack, boom, the water falls on a solid, boom, you hear, ooh, ooh, that has an impact. When water falls into water, that was the Beis Meir sheet, if you recall, in Hilchos Shabbos. The Beis Meir said if water falls into water, so we pask in the Chumra and the Shulchan Aruch, that it's Yatzel, that is both sum total. We're Machmer. We don't say Tatar Gova, a whole discussion that's old Aruch HaShulchan from a long time ago. But if it's the sum total is Yatzel, that is both, we're Machmer. The Bialach and the Shin Yilches quotes the Beis Meir, says no. Water falling into water, even if it's a Tarsim Psochem Daf Mimim and Beis, and it's a Ran, that even if the sum total is Yatzel, that is both, it's of no consequence. It all gets mixed in together. Here too, Rabbi Osai, where you're pouring milk on the meat, so the meat itself, boom, has an impact. You have to take the klipa. But the impact on the milk is only what we call the chumra bialma, and the chumra bialma is only what we are able to be machmer on it, and then here we can't do anything about it. That's my teretz to answer this otherwise very powerful kasha against the Beis Meir from Yevgodim, who say that's what chazal one more time, that Irui Shenifsaka Kiluach is a Chumra B'Yalma, and that's an exception to the rule that Bishul and B'liya go together. It's a Chumra B'Yalma. Irui Shelo Nifsaka is Medina, as you see from the case of Ptur Chala and the Chiva of Marika Shtifa, which is based on Psukim. But at the same time, if you're pouring the water, the hot milk over the meat, there, we're not so worried about the milk itself. Why? Because we're talking about liquids. The impact of the iri on liquids is much more muted, much more weak, as we see from the Beis Meir Shita in Hilchos Shabbos, and it applies over here to Siman Tzadi Aleph Siv Dalid as well, and it's based on the Psotosim Psachim on Daf Men. Okay, Rabbi Osai? We've chazed it already, many, many important points already. Let's just have a quick review of the review about the Iwud. We started with the Rashbam. The Rashbam said you can pour hot water over a chicken. That's not a problem. Gevalt against the Mefurash Gemara, Rabbi Osai, about Adamekale Bola. Mefurash Gemara. So the three answers, Rabbi Osai, to the question. Three answers. The Shaf's answer is, we saw inside, yes, Bola, yes. Maflit Mavliya Kiyecha, no. That's the Shach. The Yad Yehuda says, based upon the Rashba, based upon the Tur, that the real Pshat in the Rashbam, is that nothing at all happens. Zero. Absolute zero. Nothing goes on. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Nothing. no blia, no plita, nothing. Zip. The Rashbam is found in the Tosfos in Masechta Shabbos, which equates blia and bishul, and there's no distinction. According to the other Mefarshim, that there is some kind of a blia, you have to distinguish between blia and bishul. Tosfos work the whole assumption of Tosfos, no distinction between bishul. The Rashbam doesn't seem to argue. The Rashbam never even responded to the question about the Mekale Bola. The answer is, Rabbi Osai, that this Rashbam presumably holds, there's no blia, there's no plata, nothing happens whatsoever. That's the Rashbam's pshat in the, the Rashbam's pshat in the Rashbam, that's the Tur's pshat in the Rashbam. Nothing happens, zero, nothing at all. Elamai, even though nothing happens at all, Afal Pikein, in the case of the Gemara, where you're putting the meat into the milk, we say, I make a lebola. Why? Why do we say that? That's more chomer. That's a solid going into a liquid. And therefore the solid holds it, we'll see at the Dava Gush in a minute. So the solid holds it longer, and therefore, even though it's nifsak, has a greater impact than if a liquid is nifsak. A liquid is nifsak, nothing happens whatsoever. And the Rashbam seems to say, even if it's not nifsak, a piece of meat, is more, even though it is nifsak, is more chomer than you, even if it's not nifsak. That seems to be the teretz which the Yad Yehuda gives to explain the Gemara in Sochem that I involve, according to his version of the Rashbam, which he says, not just my version, it's the Rashbam's version, it's the Tur's version, and there's nothing going on at all, according to Shitas HaRashbam. Nothing happens whatsoever. And the Gemara is talking about a case of a solid and not a case of a liquid. That's how the Yad Yehuda's Shita. That's a Shita. That's a Shita. Fine? Fine. Oh. The third pshat in the Rashbam is no, given by the Chazon Ish, who says, no, it could be maflit, it could be mafliya. It could be anything. All it doesn't do is it does not make it the chicken no longer able to be salted. That's the wrong. We saw the wrong. Only if it's not on a klirishin alayish, then it could still be salted, even though it was mafla mavliya. That's what we had suggested. Fine. We mentioned the Rashbam didn't like the pshat of the Ran, because he argues with the Ran, because he holds that that even if it's not on the fire, you can no longer salt it. And the Shach never entered his wildest dreams, as the Yad Yehuda said. He's left with the inescapable conclusion that according to the Rashbam, there's absolutely no blia, there's absolutely no plata, nothing. Zero. This is the opinion of the Rashbam, the Fiyar Rashbam. Fine. Then we went into the Rishon Nifsak, where the Shach said his piece, that it does have, it's again the same piece, the same thing. According to the Shach, it's all the same. Iwi is Mavliya, it's Mavashel, excuse me, it's Mavliya, it's Mavliya, but not both together. And then presumably it wouldn't be, if it's Nifsak for sure, it's not Mavliya, and according to the Rashbam, even if it's low Nifsak, it wouldn't be Mavashel. That's the Shach, that's the Rashbam. But Iwi Shin Nifsak, we don't pass like Rashbam. But even Shadivsik Halacha Lamaisa, the Shach says it's this Blia, this Plata, but not Kiyechot. And the Chazon Ish and Yad Yehuda both say that's wrong. We assume that it's Haba Hatalia. Which way do you go? Yad Yehuda said it's even Mavashel. Chazon Ish, it's not even Mavliya Maslet Mika Redin. And perhaps only Mechumra. The Ramah again distinguished between Bisul and Samaches, between Nifsak and Lo Nifsak. And the answer could be, again, that it's only, but when it comes to nifsak, it's a chumra bi'alma, whenever we can do it. When you can't do it, you're not worried about it. That's pshat in the Gemara, in Masechta the Pesachim, that I involve, as Tosa said, we're not worried about Iker Adin. That's a Chazon Ish Shita. What about Irish Lo Nifsak? So then we assume that it is Iker Adin. We saw it could be Pata from Chala, it could be Mechaev, and Rika Shtifa, which sounds like a Dindaraisa. Oh, but then we can say, that's a case of lo nifsak only. The question becomes tzadi alef siv dalet. There is presumably lo nifsak as well, and you still say we're not worried about the milk. Why? If the whole vardim tosis I involve is we're not worried about because only chumra bi'alma. Here it's not a chumra bi'alma. The answer is that, as I said to you from the base mayor, When do we say that it's meikir din consequence of irui? When it's liquid bangs on the solid. But here, liquid to the solid is impacted upon. But liquids, whether the liquid merges to another liquid, tosis b'sach and afemim and beis, or the liquid falls onto a solid, simitzai alav sivdal, the liquid is not so impacted upon, because liquid is doesn't have the same ability to receive taste based upon iwi. Ad kan rabosa. So now I'd like us to discuss cliche. Kli sheni, Rabosai. Kli sheni. Kli sheni. Yeah, serious problem. 2 days in the Mechaber, in Simon Kufay, Siv Beis, Kli sheni. So what's the psak? The Ramah doesn't say boo here. Look back what I wrote in previous Simonim, Iri and Kli sheni. We discussed Iri until now. Now it's time to see what's the Ramah Shita by Kli sheni. The answer is, that the Ramah holds that klisheni the same as Einam of Ashel. Klisheni is not mafru mavliya. That's the Iker Adin. If you look back in Sam Meches, you look back in Sadi Bey, you look in Sadi Hey, all those places the Ramah says klisheni is not a problem. And if sure enough in the Shach, and then what he calls is tachlis hakitzer, Abosai. Let's take a look. He says as follows. Watch this. Umuchu kanami dasher ben etams the shach the liel the cliche enem avliya kadek lipa nothing das kol aposkin the liel she on the mishita ben etam came against the marshal who wants to aser klisheni by klicheres and machol we all know. Einam avliya klal. Tell us the Ramah. He doesn't understand why in Tuf Nun Aleph Hilchos Hagolas Kelim Rabosai, the newsman, which starts on May 20th in Siyata Deshmai, we'll discuss the Mitzvah first, Tvilas Kelim, and then Hagolas Kelim, and then we'll have time, we'll go into Simon Kufyot. That's the order we're going to go in, if you want to tell your friends. So a whole new topic. Tvilas got nothing to do with anything. That's what we're going to start then. And then we'll do Hagolas Kelim, which has a lot to do with these inyanim, and then Kufyot, which is also sort of a new inyan, more or less. Right. Tagon or Achaim Tafnun Aleph says the cliche klicheresh and nishtamish by the chometz with klisheni aser ulai mishum churma the chometz nagabe. Okay. You know that's churma the chometz, and he says, you know what, we should be machmer anyway, even by klicheresh, since there are poskimus, the Rashbo and the Ramban are machmer even by the choshes. Fine, and there's some who say it's not mavashel, it's mavliya maflid. Fine, and then machal, take away a klipa, why not? But not asakulo. Not asakulo. But the mashal said it's also bekulo. Tamo, tamua. He doesn't understand. How can you hold in your right mind that kli sheni is maflid mavliya bekulo? How can it be? Says in the Gemara of Feirus, cliche and name of Ashel, and the Shach is working with an assumption that B'liya Mafim of Nigel is the equivalent of Bishel. The Shach can't believe what the Mashal said. He doesn't understand it. How is it possible? How can it be? Of course, we're not going to let this opinion just disappear. So the Taz in Sifkot and Dala, take a look. The Taz says, maybe you're right. It's not mevashel and not maflu mavliya ki echad. Okay, that's what that whole distinction comes from the Marashal originally, the Shach distinction, which the Yad Yudas says is nowhere in Rishon. Yeah, avol varyiser shenafal leklisheni shel heter oheter liyiser shaper bolea vosa kulo meyachas sheyatzal letus bo kamo kli rishon. Wow, that's what the Torah seemed to say. Wow. The question, of course, becomes, how can it be? What do you mean that klisheni is worse than irui? We pass it by irui, it's only a kadei klipa. How can klisheni, the machlokes with the irui is klisheni, be paradoxical? If klisheni is only kadei klipa, if irui passes only kadei klipa, as we do in Sadi Beis and Sadi all over the place, Sadi Hey, and klisheni is bekulo, How could it be? How is that possible? How is it possible? Oh. It says in the Kudas HaKesef, in attacking the Taz is defending the Maharshal. What does he say? It's not Mavashal, not Mahal Mikiechot, but Bli and Plato Din Bekula. Is that going to be? Why? He refers to himself in the Shacha Oruch, very important Shacha Oruch. Kulama Maudi the Biwi Afila Nifsika Kiluach, Odav Miklisheni. He says it's more powerful. Yeah. And even Irishlo Nifsak Akiluk the Rashbam holds another poskim. Ainam of Leosim de Kalipa. The Rashbam being a raya. Iris Kiklisheni from Ketzat Solin. Right? Tato Govar. Iris Kiklisheni Vainam of Ashel. Others say no. Ademeka Lebola. So they say it's what? Ainam of Leah. Bekulo. Why? Because they're all assuming that Perakes Atzon and Maribi Iri Mamish. Not limited to a case of Nifsa. Applies to low Nifsa too. And it's still limited to a Kidei Klipa. By the way, there are other Rishon, Tosin Zorach and quotes that say no. That the Gemara is talking about the case of Nifsa, but low Nifsa is born of a Kidei Klipa. But we don't pass like that, says the Shach. Vim Kain, Koshken Klisheni, which is more Kal. And even those who say, I just mentioned before, that Ketzat Tzon is with Nifsak HaKiluach. And what? Lo Nifsak is more than Kedei Klipa. Mikol Makom Muchach de Nifsak HaKiluach Einem Avliya Rak Kedei Klipa. Fine. Upshita de Klisheni Gora Mi Nifsak HaKiluach. He assumes. Obviously those are going to disagree. They disagree? They say no. Klisheni is worse than Nifsak HaKiluach. It's more chomer. And some say it's not Mavliya at all. Not Bekulo. Because the Rashbam, who say Ketzat Tzon is Iri Mamish, Iri is Klisheni, they must hold that you don't even need a Klipa. That's only at the Mekele Bala, but Klisheni it's Kornet Stane. You don't even need a Kalipa. Therefore, even those who argue with him, they'll only say that you need a Kalipa, but not more than that. Not more than that. Yeah. And he quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, who says, Ketzat Tzon and Iri Mamish, Tato Govar, at the Mekele Bala, Kvashka de Kalipa. You put in a Klisheni, Shinet Stane and Kvar. Sulo Mavliya Klal. Timlokin Lohavala Shas Lemema the Merkele Yeshla Bolapurta. This is the shot. The Kudas HaKesef is very, very upset with the opinion of the Marashal, who says that Klisheni is Vavash is Mavliya Bikulo. And he quotes Persik after Persik who disagrees along the Kudas HaKesef, which we cannot read the whole thing right now. Adka. No, but Rabbi said the Yam Shel Shlomo knew how to learn. The Yam Shel Shlomo knew how to learn. You can't say Yam Shlomo made a mistake. We don't speak that way. But the question is, he hasn't tied up in knots. The Kudas HaKesef. He hasn't come from all sides. How is it possible that the Yam Shel Shlomo has his shita might be correct to assume that potentially the din of a klisheni is mavliya bakulo? How is it possible? How can it be? So the Taz holds the Torah holds that way. The Torah holds that way. What's pshat? What's pshat? How can it be? How can it be? Good question. It's a very difficult. You have to give an answer. There must be an answer. You can't just leave the Marshal hanging. There has to be a good answer to the Marshal. What is the answer? So, it's like this. The Mishpat Zov suggests an answer. The whole vart, the leniency of Irui, is Tatogova. Tatogova. When do we and when don't we say Tatogova? So it's arguable that we don't say Tatogova if a lot of rotev comes and surrounds the chaticha completely. There can be blia, bekulo, beklisheni, that kind of a case. So suggests the Taz to answer the kasha of the Nekudas HaKasef, who has to get sin. In a chinami, here you pour a little bit, not more than kadei klipa. But you pour a ton into the klisheni, perhaps it can be cause a blia, even bekulo. And the reason is given that it surrounds everything. Surrounds the entire chatich. So we saw in the Megillah Sefer Yesh Kasha, very nice, it surrounds the entire chaticha, but it doesn't surround the entire kli. The bottom of the kli is not in the water. Only the inside of the kli is in the water. So if that's the case, we should say Tatogavar, and the kli is cold, and it should cool off the contents. So again, how is it possible it's going to be mafli mafli at all and certain apakula? So if you look at the shach here in Sivkot and Yud, you see the answer. Shach was a different marshal. The marshal is consistent. The Ramah says in Siv Gimel, this is as far as we're getting to Ramah says, Siv Gimel, not further. Yisur sheinicho b'kli heter o lehepech armine beik amkein tatoa gobar. Just like shtei chatiches. And the marshal says, no! Lesser I svara klal. It's not true. You don't say tato gavar when it comes to a kli. Kli is different. So the prima godim over here. Take a look, Rabosai. The prima godim in the mishpatos zol here in Sifkot and Dalit. Look at the Taz Yamshel Shlomo. And he says, that the Nekudas HaKesef asked the Kasha against the Yamshel Shlomo. What happened to Tato Govar? He says as follows. The Marshal himself said, and the Shach calls him those Yud, to Bekli lo Shayach Tato Govar, ve'eno mekareh ha'elyon. Yossi Shapir. If the two foodstuffs, kar and cham, can't go past it because they klipa. Either make a libo, not more than that. However, the kli, it doesn't apply against the Ramah, Siv Gimel, and therefore the Tzchamim HaKol. And therefore, if an Easter falls into it, O sekulo beklisheni, shat aletisbo, kema shatachton cham, af el yon kar, kaomor, and no kasha from Ketzat Sol. They're talking about foods, they were talking about kelim. Ad kan mishpat zov sivkot and dalit. Look at that. Of course, the shach lishitoso. He thinks the Yamshel Shlomo is wrong there as well. As he says over here in Sivkot and Yud. What's his raya? Nota meirot v'al acheres. Right? Nota meirot v'al acheres. Yeah? And if the cheres is cold, it's cold, and we still throw in tato gavar. So the prima godim says, quoting from the crazy you placey, shol tato gavar, the cheres is not mitzanein the rotev, but the rotev is not mechamem the cheres. So we call a standoff. Let's call it a standoff, and if it's not considered to be tzimach lazaver acher, that's only lo gavar. That's what he answers that question. In any event, Rabosai, we have an opinion of the Marashal that says that the klisheni is mavliya bakulo. I'd like to show you what the Chavos Da'as says inside, which is similar to this Yisod, we just said, but with a little bit of a different twist. Take a look at the Chavos Da'as here, Siman Chufei, Sivkot and Zayin. It's fairly short, Rabosai. You know why it's short? Because in Sadi Aleph, Sif Hey, it's very, very long. Theory is just giving a brief synopsis. Give a look. Here now is Simon. Simon Kuf Hey, Chavaz Da, Sif Koton, Zayin. Ta Sif Koton Dalit. The Mashal holds, Klishen is also Bekulo. I Psochem I involve. That's Chatiches. But David Solo Shemis Ara Olav be called Sad, Bolea Bekulo. This is what we said before, it's surrounding. Okay? Fine. He removed the Rashallah's modin. I was marich. What was my marich? Vahikar. Demitato ein bolea shum chom. Afilu klirishin mamish. Shemino gal dover tzonon. Ein bolea mitato tzonen. Sari bei zayin. Oh. Rak im nofal dover lato cham. Shacham lamato. Afilu hu chom klisheni. Hubolea Shapir. Hubolea Shapir. What's he saying, Rabosai? He's Marach and Tzali Aleph. What's the Arichas in Marach and Tzali Aleph? Listen carefully. We said it many times. Back in Tzali Aleph and again here. Tato Iloh is at the point of contact. What wins at the point of contact? Does the Tato win? Shmuel, we pass on that way? Or does the Iloh win, which is Shita Shav, that we don't pass in that way. But, let's assume the Tato is Tzonon, and Iloh comes on it, which is hot. It's true the Iloh cannot impact on the Tato and cause a Bliya, but the Iloh doesn't suddenly disappear and become cold. With respect to something which falls into the Iloh later on, there can be a Bliya. It's the famous Chavaz Das. I put a hot pot on a counter which is cold, and then something falls into that pot. Of course it's Bliya. Clearition. I Tato Gova? No. Tato Gova governs the relationship between the counter, which is cold, and the bottom of the pot, which is hot. But the relationship between the hot pot and what falls into it, that's not governed by the counter. So that's the pshat in this marshal as well. Klisheni, it's true that you put the klisheni, you pour something into a hot water into a cliche. Very nice. So we say that the relationship between the water and the kli is governed by tato govar, etc., etc., etc. But meanwhile, if something else now treif falls in to the water while it's in the cliche, the water is going to have a blia. We'll have a blia. It may even be cooked in that particular situation. This is the sort of the marashah. And if it's Bekulo, it's Bekulo. And this Teretz, Rabosai, is found in the Reb Kiv Eger, coming on the Prima Godin at the very end of Simen Samaches. I'm up at the Samaches. We have a Prima Godin here. Is there a Reb Kiv Eger? We'll see soon. Not seeing it in this edition. Okay. Whoa. Not done yet. 1 second. Don't see it. The only thing I have to say according to this, though, to be honest, the why is not Mavashal. Oh, the Chavaz Das, here's a winner. Chavaz Das has to be Mavashal. You need the Fanos Mechamamos. That's the Tosfos in Shabbat and the days. You don't have it. So this is again the Marshal Lashita So that Bishul and Bliya don't go together. Bishul and Bliya don't go together. So therefore, because all there's no Bishul, there's no Defanas Mechamamos, but there's also no Bliya. There is Bliya. Bliya doesn't require Defanas Mechamamos. This is the assault. This is the assault. It's very, very important, this assault. Finally, this is final, the final Nakuda. Is the question of Dover Gush. Dover Gush, as we well know, we spoke about it a long time ago, Dover Gush is a tremendous machlekes, and there are really three opinions. Dover Gush, according to the Ramah, is nothing. It's a din of klisheni. Then Dover Gush, according to some, is considered a klirishon with respect to Bliya and Bliya only, and therefore Nyaradeo and Machmir, but when making an Orachayim, And the Magen Avraham is mach even in Orach Chaim and says that Dava Gush, not only is there a question of Belia, but it's even a question of Bishul. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this Chumrah in the Inuch Shabbos. We should try, if we can, I don't know if we can't always do that, to be machmir, to worry about this opinion of the Magen Avraham. Of the Magen Avraham. Halacha lemaisa. It's so hard to say. Many of the poskim say that the Magen Avraham is a chumrah al gabe chumrah, because even the Marashal itself is a chumrah, which the Ramah rejects. You want to be machmir, maybe you shouldn't be machmir in the Chashabbos where it's only a Magen Avraham on top of a Marashal. The Marashal himself may never have even said that. So it's really hard to know whether we have to be machmir. I would say lechatchila we should be machmir in the Chashabbos. The Chashabbos is so chomer, we should try to be strict if it's at all possible. But we don't have to take it to an extreme. Yeah, I mentioned one of my children used to have a chumrah. I got to put a picture of one of the yeshivas somewhere. But when we serve on Shabbos, we serve cholent, we had hot potato. He wouldn't put the cholent in the same plate as with some salad. So there's lettuce. Lettuce is raw lettuce. And it's hot potato is going to cook the lettuce because they're both on a plate. And it's cliche because of the chumrah of Dava Gush. I think that's going a little too far. Say anything, you want to have a separate plate, you have a separate plate. If your children come home one day and have chumras which you don't accept, let them keep their chumras from both sides. Let them be happy with their chumras. I told you my son over Rabban Lichtenstein, let the children keep their chumras. Proper chinuch, you have to accept them. But then you shouldn't try to stop them. Chalila v'chaz, you should let them. It'll be zochot to have such wonderful children who are looking for these kinds of chumras, which are perhaps beyond the strict halacha. We'll stop over here, Bishop, tomorrow at 1 o'clock. We'll continue, hopefully, with the second part of Siman Kuf Hei. Then on Tuesday, I want to do, if possible,